Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you, that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. This I command you, to love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In this Gospel, the Lord Jesus is speaking to us about two things that are very important for happiness in human life: friendship and love. These are two things without which life loses its joy. These are things that people long for from all the centuries down. People have longed for friendship and love. Friendship and love are things that make our lives more joyful. Jesus tells us that if we keep his commandments, we remain in his love, we abide in his love, and that we are his friends if we carry out his commands. Friendship is something that we should experience from the beginning of our lives, first in our family, then in our school or our church or our work and recreation, and we experience that friendship is a good thing. In fact, we come to understand the truth of what Scripture says about friendship. He who finds a friend finds a treasure. A friend is someone who makes our journey through this world easier. Even if we have to put up with all kinds of difficulties, friendship helps us. Friendship is a tremendous gift to have. Now, like any good thing in this world, friendship can be corrupted. We come to understand this as we get older. For example, a friend can prove to be a false friend, someone who's there for you when things are going great, but when you have hard times, they abandon you. A friend can prove to be a bad influence on our lives, leading us into bad attitudes and behaviors. Or a friend can betray us and turn against us and go from good to evil. Friendship is important, and we need friendship in order to be happy. Jesus Christ is our best friend. In Jesus Christ, we have our best friend who will never let us down, who will never be a bad influence upon us, and will never betray us. He shall never abandon us. He is our best friend. He is Lord, infinitely above us, and he wants to call us friends. And since he is our best friend, we should strive to live in his friendship. Now, sometimes people feel that the commandments of the Lord and the teachings of his church are like rules that are imposed upon us from the outside, and that they frustrate our freedom and keep us from happiness. Someone who feels this way about the law of God might say to themselves, "I will avoid this or that sin because it's forbidden, and if I commit this or that sin, I shall be punished." But that's a difficult way to live, and it's hard to sustain that for a long time. Some people get to the point where they get so frustrated with this burden of God's law that they just ignore it altogether. There is only an exterior motivation to follow God's law. If I follow God's law, I won't be punished. If I sin, I'll be punished. But Christ gives us in the Gospel an interior motivation to following the commandments. Now we know the commandments. "I am the Lord your God. You shall have no strange gods before me. Do not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Keep holy the Sabbath, the Lord's day. Honor your mother and your father. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal or bear false witness or covet your neighbor's goods or covet your neighbor's wife. We should pray. This is the teaching of the gospel, to pray always, to confess our sins and to do good deeds. Christ gives us an interior motivation to following the law of God, and it's this. By following these commands and the law of Jesus, this is how we live in the friendship of Christ. This is how we live in His friendship. And so, following God's law is not about following a bunch of negative precepts and commands. Rather, it is a great yes to friendship with Christ. Every time we follow the commands, every time we do what the Lord wants, we are saying yes to His friendship. And His friendship, He tells us, gives us joy. Just as friendship from ordinary people gives us joy, the friendship of Christ fills our hearts and our minds with authentic joy. Because living in Christ's friendship, we are never alone. Jesus is with us. He said, I am with you always. He is God with us. Living in Christ's friendship, we have absolutely nothing to fear. Why? Because Jesus Christ has conquered evil, sin, death, and the devil. And He's our friend. So, we fear nothing. No fear. Living in Christ's friendship, we always have hope alive in our hearts, because we are always looking forward to the glory of life in the kingdom of heaven and the glory, the superabundant glory of the resurrection. Christ's friendship gives us joy. There's another wonderful gift that comes to us because of our friendship with Christ. There's another gift that comes to us when we live in Christ's friendship by following His commands. Not only do we have His friendship, but in a sense, we live in the friendships of all of Christ's friends throughout history and throughout the world. In other words, every friend of the Lord Jesus becomes our friend. The greatest example of this are the saints in heaven. These saints in heaven, the communion of saints, most of them never knew each other. They were from different centuries and different cultures and languages and countries and lands. But they're all one in Christ. They are all friends with Christ. And in the kingdom of heaven, they are friends with each other. In fact, quite simply put, heaven is eternal friendship. The eternal friendship in the communion of the Most Holy Trinity, the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and the eternal friendship among all the servants of the good Lord. That's what heaven is, eternal friendship. Now, we have these friends in our life now, not only the saints in heaven, but people around us in our lives, friendships that are born of the grace of Jesus Christ. We can call them graced friendships. And we should have these kinds of friendships in our lives. Think of this. There are people in your life right now who are some of your dearest friends. And if you did not love the Lord Jesus and have faith in Him, they never would have come into your life. You would be lacking all of these beautiful grace friendships if you did not follow Christ. You know this. There are people you can call up and ask them to pray for you or to pray for your family. There are people you can ask for advice about various situations you face in life, including moral ones and big life decisions. People who come into your life as friends because you live in the friendship of Jesus. These are grace friendships. They're the greatest kind of friendships we have with people on earth. These friendships help us to follow Christ. They encourage us, inspire us in our walk with the Lord. They encourage us to follow Christ up close. Even simply thinking about them inspires us to follow Christ and to trust in the Lord. Since these friendships are from the grace of Christ, then when we live in Christ by following His commands, these friendships are strengthened. You know, when we follow the commandments, when we pray, when we go to Mass, receive communion, when we confess our sins, not only are we being renewed in our friendship with Christ and deepened in that friendship, but all of our grace friendships are renewed and strengthened. Even if we don't really see our friends, if they're not near to us, they could be in other countries in the world. When we are close to Christ, our grace friendships are strengthened. The opposite, though, is sadly true. When we don't live in Christ, that is, when we sin, these friendships are weakened and can even be ruined. This is something that we should think of. I try to think, if I sin, not only do I go against my friendship with Christ, but I am going against all of the friends that Christ has placed in my life, in my path. We should think in this way. For example, when temptations come, any temptation to commit any sin, perhaps even the sin of losing faith in the Lord. When temptations come, think of your graced friendships. Think of them. Perhaps it's your spouse, or family members, or a priest friend or religious, a fellow student or worker, someone who is a deep friend, someone who loves the Lord Jesus. Think of them in the face of any temptation to sin, and let the thought of them motivate you to turn away from sin and to be faithful to the Holy Gospel and to trust in God. These friendships help us to live holy lives. Dear brothers and sisters, Christ is our wisest and our best friend. But he also gives us many friends who by their holiness of life are securely attached to the Sacred Heart of the Lord Jesus, the Son of God. Let us cling to Jesus by following his teachings with great, great effort, so that each of us can be a real friend to so many people around us who are in tremendous, indeed deep need for grace friendship. Let us cling to Jesus and follow his teachings so that we can be real friends to others. In this way, the happiness and peace of the saints in heaven will be alive in our hearts and will help so many other people to know the love of Jesus Christ. God bless you.